Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Submitted a resignation today. Okay. Are you aware of that?
I just found that out about 90 seconds ago.
Okay.
I've always had a great working relationship with Deputy Commissioner Kent. I'm not sure why she's retiring or resigning today. Okay. But again, we'll look into that when I get back. But we've always had a great working relationship with her. She's been a great attribute to the department during her entire time, her entire career with the Buffalo Police Department. But again, know very little about it at this point.
Mayor, I know you talked about how you want to change direction with community policing, but you obviously still support the violence end of it, of policing that. But did Grimalia give you resistance on doing community policing and having patrols on the streets?
It's just a matter of, you know, 13 years in government now and having ideas on how in a direction I want to take the department. I think that Al Wright's best suited to do it. You know, I think if you talk to anyone, you would come to the same realization that the Buffalo Police Department's not a finished product. Although we have had some successes, I'm looking to continue to succeed and continue to improve and continuously improve. So I think that Deputy Commissioner Al Wright provides us that opportunity.
Because he said he was blindsided.
Yeah, I had the conversation with him about heading in a new direction with the department. During that conversation, he decided he'd rather resign. And so again, I thank Joe Grimalia for his nearly 30 years of dedication to the police department. I would tell you, I think that the operations within the police department are better because of him. You know, he put his all into the department. But again, I want to build upon that, and I think that Al Wright is the person to build upon that.
Did he say he was going to resign, or was it a conversation where you all talked and you said you were moving in a new direction, and so as a result, later on, he's like, I'm just going to retire?
Like I said, we had a conversation, and I said I wanted to take the department in a different direction, and the commissioner then decided that he would resign.
Are we going to see this with other major departments, fire?
You know, I said it the other day during the press conference. You know, you're on a regular basis, you're reviewing, and a continual basis, you're reviewing departments, setting goals and trying to reach those goals. And if those goals aren't reached, you have to reassess on a continual basis to make sure that the departments are improving. One thing I don't want to ever do is get complacent within my administration or any of those departments. I want to make sure that we're improving on a continual basis.
Are you hearing any backlash from citizens on the change?
Yeah, I think whenever you have change in any of these departments, you know, there's relationships that are built, personal relationships that are built, people are disappointed. But again, my job as mayor to make sure that these departments are operating at the best that they can be, and not just currently, but making sure that we're trying to improve on them all the time. You know, I used the analogy this morning that playoff teams let coaches go a lot of times because they want to build upon the success they're having. Maybe they just think someone else might be able to help them get to that next level, and it's a similar situation here.
You haven't announced that you are running for mayor at this point, but some people are saying that you're hoping to receive an endorsement from the PBA. What's your reaction to this?
Well, 12 years, 13 years in government, I've always had a strong working relationship with the members of the Buffalo Police Department. That didn't change simply because I took on the role of mayor. And I mean, you're talking 750 members of that department, I think are the most important department in the city. providing public safety. If we are not creating safe situations or providing public safety for our residents, nothing else matters as far as I'm concerned, because you can't accomplish it if people aren't safe. So working alongside and working with and collaborating with the men and women of the department and the PBA is nothing new for me.
I think one of the questions, just a follow-up to Chelsea, if I think where she's going, was the dismissal or not having Grimalia, was that in any way tied to trying to get the PBA's endorsement?
No.
Because that is floating out there, so it's the floor is yours. To
yeah, answer. No, absolutely not. Again, I have a strong working relationship with all the city unions, and that's not going to stop just because I'm operating as mayor. Now I'm going to continue to work with them. These are the men and women that provide services for the city of Buffalo, so I'll continue to work alongside them. But in no way, shape, or form is this a decision that the union made. But if I'm being honest, there's certainly an opportunity to create a fresh start there. There's a new union president. There's been really strained relationships there between the police administration and the union. So I think Commissioner Grimalia's resignation does provide a fresh opportunity for a fresh start there.
When will you launch your campaign?
We're still looking at things. We're talking about things. And I think you'll hear about that in the near future.